SEC, you actually, Mr. Chairman, need to approve September and November minutes. The September ones, those are September, and that's November.
Oh, sorry, yeah, would you mind, I'll have a September.
I'm sorry, which ones do you?
I just didn't have September.
Okay.
I have it.
I just.
No, not this one.
Anybody have any changes or additions?
No changes.
ER.
Do I have a motion to approve minutes from the September 13, 2012 meeting?
There was also, there's mention here, though, of, in Mr. Amber's transcript of September 13th.
You had found an error in the transcript of the CH2M Hill. Eileen corrected it.
Okay.
And this is a corrected version. I said, what was there? She goes, I can't remember. Scott will remember.
Okay.
So.
Scott doesn't remember. Do you mind if I look at it real quick, huh? Is that all right?
No.
Is it Ken Glozer or Glazer?
G-L-O-Z-E-R.
G-L-R, that's what I thought.
I can ask him to go back and backtrack if you want to, if you don't want to do this tonight.
Thank you. Well, it looks good to me. So you want a motion to approve the minutes?
Yeah.
So moved.
Second. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. All right. So a motion to approve the minutes for November 8, 2012 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. LCPS response to GOC request for information. That you, Scott?
I think we probably want to wait until James.
Just want to table that and just
yep.
Go to outsourcing until he gets here.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Just take one of these. I made 10. So it should be about so, I talked to Scott last week. We both agreed that we have to sit down and start writing before we know kind of where. Yeah, one more.
Yeah.
I'm got to sit down and start writing it. It kind of takes on a life of its own. I kind of divided it into a few parts here. Sort of some background about what we're doing. And that was important, I thought, to define outsourcing and privatization because they are a little bit different. And I think that. There's a big difference between the two examples that I've given here, so I wanted to make sure that both of those were given. The two examples, one of, you know, it's almost an almost entirely outsourced government, being the Sandy Springs example, and the outsourcing of the Public Works Program in Centennial, Colorado, which I think is probably a closer fit to looking at what we can do in Loudoun. The I then included the portion that you've seen many times, which is the prioritization that the staff helped me put together. I thought that in and of itself could have been one report, so I just took as it is. It has explanations to as to why things may or may not be in the first tier. So I think I included that. And going back a bit, I did include two articles, Exhibits A and B, about this, the Sandy Springs example, and Exhibit C, the Colorado example. You've all seen the Colorado example article that I have, but that was a pretty good summary of the project. And in going around the ncppp.org website, this was the best example of something I thought that would be applicable that looked realistic and something we could do in Loudoun County. Sandy Springs is kind of a pie in the sky be nice if we could do that, but it's a little bit extreme. But it is amazing. Every time I watch that video or read about it, I think it's very amazing that they have no long-term liabilities whatsoever. And that's just, you know, how many localities can say that?
Can I just call somebody out there?
I actually thought about going down there. Yeah. I'm not, like, on my own dime, just fly down, check it out, and just meet with those. I mean, how fun that would be to just figure out how they tick and how this work, you know? Yeah. Because it's just a, I'm still really impressed with how they've done that. I mean, the in today's day and age, with debt being what it is at governmental levels, even in Loudoun County, which is a fairly fiscally conservative county, to have none is amazing. And they're about a third of the size of what we are. So it's not that inapplicable to where we are. Then we had, and I have attached the transcript of this, we had some discussions with CH2M Hill. We didn't get into depth with them as we thought we were going to, but I think it's actually good because I really think that if the board follows our recommendations, they should be among those that they contact with some experience in doing this outsourcing with localities. I have not been able to meet with the NCPPP. I hope to do that. His name's getting away. I have a really bad cold, so I'm not 100%. Anyway, I want to get together with him and maybe have an additional conversation, but there's not too much more that you can learn from him that isn't on their website. Their website is very thorough. It has multiple examples, and I've been through it a couple times. So I went through and listed the specific examples that we've looked at. I went through and looked at this, again, the programs that we did with the county staff. I talked a little bit about our conferencing with the outside organizations and then made some recommendations. It was the hardest part was to put them into recommendations because, figuring out what to do with this is difficult. So I kind of broke it down to, I really think the board should sit down, our recommendation for the board to sit down with a number of private contractors that do this kind of thing like CH2M Hill and have a discussion with them and ask for proposals on what they could and could not do using the information that we've gathered as well as their own expertise. I think that in the immediate future, they should take a look at the three-tier outsourcing program prioritization that we've done and start specifically looking at which ones in Tier 1 especially and Tier 2, maybe even Tier 3, they could actually implement in the short term. I think we've done enough work on that in the program guide to now, in further dissecting the program guide, has given them some opportunities where they could actually start implementing outsourcing of programs. And then third, I think they should look to work with the NCPPP to figure out from their perspective what public-private partnerships could be made to outsource and or privatize a lot of government functions. And I think I may move that around to recommendation number one because that's probably free versus if you have to solicit bids from, there may be a fee associated with that. I just don't know. We didn't get that far with CH2M Hill, what their process would be because they wanted to, I think, reserve their right to be a bidder at some point. So, but I have no pride of authorship. Welcome all questions, comments, criticisms. But I thought using the, rather than restating everything in my research and whatnot, I figured it was easier to just attach them as exhibits for all to see. Because the prioritization itself is 19 pages. And restating it in a recommendation makes no sense when it's already pretty complete.
John, a question for you. Dan, let me just note, there are designated members of each subcommittee. We kind of took the commission and kind of divided it in more or less in half by preferences. So if somewhere on the subcommittee one, which is more the finance issues, and subcommittee two is more of the kind of turnkey structural issues, fire and rescue, update here, et cetera. Scott's, as commission vice chairman, also sits on this subcommittee. I sit on the other subcommittee, and these two guys co-chair this subcommittee. So I'm asking as a non-member of the subcommittee, Question for you. Under the specific items under Tier 1 and Tier 2, could you conceive of us highlighting one or more of those, kind of prioritizing ones where we see this may be more relevant or germane for the board supervisors to look at sitting around and later? Maybe we even do that in consultation with the county administrator?
I could, yeah. I immediately would point to Parks and Rec, would be the first one. I just don't, I think it's the most natural one for it. The only drawback is the facilities a lot of times are county or town property.
Right.
But for the most part, I think that's one you could immediately start. You know, we have adult sports programs and different things that there's got to be an opportunity there for a private organization, youth programs, different things. Other than that, there's not a lot in Tier 1. So if you just take Parks and Rec out, that's the huge part of it.
Right.
they did put the treasurer in there, the couriers and different things like that. I wouldn't waste our time on that too much. I think we should think bigger. And mental health, some developmental services is another one. Management, financial services, accounts payable, payroll service. I mean, there are a lot of large organizations that have a third party contractor. You know, what's the big one that does paychecks, that does payroll. And sometimes it's more cost effective, sometimes it isn't. So, I absolutely think we could highlight some, but there aren't that many there, so I think it almost does it itself, you know.
I probably should extend to that. But since the county administrator helped come up with this ratification and suggested it, I just kind of wonder, as we were talking about before the meeting regarding the possibility of pilot year-round school, it strikes me that, you know, while certainly one could take the approach of let's look at everything, and that is, as you noted earlier, that's a very large undertaking.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's necessarily either-or. It strikes me that this board ought to look at the larger issue of, you know, a broader initiative, which would require a group, one or more groups coming in and making proposals. But at the same time, couldn't they also, even in the upcoming discussions with the budget, and maybe it's too early to do it this coming fiscal year, but couldn't they highlight one or two things themselves that were the county administrator determined, yeah, this might be right for, and the commission said this is right, that we kind of almost view it as a pilot kind of activity and see if it can be done.
Yeah, no, and like I said, Parks and Rec. You know, the other one I would do is in Tier 2. There are other two I would look at in Tier 2. Is, first of all, clerk of the circuit court of the law library. There's a very good analogous model over in Fairfax, the Fairfax County Bar Association runs it. Now, they took a survey in the Loudoun County Bar Association about 5 years ago. What do you want the role of your Loudoun County Bar to be and what you want your dues to go to? And overwhelmingly, the attorneys in town selected a lunch meeting every other month as the number one thing they wanted to do. So they didn't have no desire to operate a law library or get into anything else.
Right.
So I don't know if the Loudoun County Bar Association would be active in doing this, but that's something that could be done. I'm not sure I agree with the pro se litigant issues here. You know, I think the clerk's office does a very good job of giving pro se litigants what they can and can't do. Not sure we have a lot of pro se litigants sitting in the library using it. I think attorneys use it mostly. The other one I thought that we could do is we should look at is a lot of the family services in Tier 2 and the information technology. There's kind of a strong argument made for not wanting to do that because the volume of work and different things that were that are listed on page 6 of 19. But it's such a easy, it really almost is low-hanging fruit to actually look at whether you could make the IT services in the county completely outsourced. There's some good arguments here why you wouldn't do it, but it's one of those in Tier 2 where I would say, you know, it should be looked at. One's in Tier 3, staff may have talked me out of these, except construction and waste management. The problem is that is all, which is exactly what Leesburg, town Leesburg does, by the way. The problem is that the schools are the ones that, from what I learned, are the ones that handle waste management.
Isn't construction waste management in tier two, or are there other pieces?
It's tier three. It's page 12, tier three.
What's on 5-9? Page 519, right?
I'm sorry, it's divided up
so
by program.
Some pieces,
so there is portions of it that are yes.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But, like, for example, in tier three, talk about capital construction, different things like that. Yeah, I can see. But daily disposal operations is in tier three. Let's assume for a second that it was a county function and not a school's function. There already is an example right next door here in Leesburg where you could, where they do this. The Conserve Industries does the waste management for the town. They do it for several homeowner associations. I don't know why they couldn't do it. So that may be one, but like the county attorney's office, it's just not cost efficient to outsource that at all. So, and public affairs and communication. I mean, so you can't really, a lot of these tier three ones, you can't really highlight anything other than waste management. I think it's realistic. So I could further break it down and maybe highlight some if you wanted. But if not, I'm kind of really giving my own personal opinion without. This is kind of what we talked about in the subcommittee was we could spend probably a couple months on each one and further. So the question is, do we want to highlight some and do that, or do we want to just give them a general overview and say, now you go look into it?
Well, I wonder, even if we can't do it empirically with any kind of, I mean, if there's any sense by this group, by the county staff as well, and the Voter Commission, as to which ones appear to be the ones to go to. Maybe they're exactly the ones you mentioned. And even within Parks and Rec, there are certain almost categories of activities. It would be nice if board members said, well, okay, we got a big list there. Are there any that, folks, are there any there that you think stand out that we should look at first? It would be nice to be able to do that, even if we don't have that lengthy report, at least to be able to say these appear in conversations.
Well, maybe I just add to the recommendations, the second recommendation, you know, just add a recommendation to it that says these are the ones we would like you to look at specifically and highlight those. But I mean, I think it would require the commission to look at these and give feedback, because I can choose ones, but
okay.
I'm not sure that is anything more than my personal opinion, you know.
As
compelling as that is.
If there is certain low-hanging fruit that we might be able to look at, you know, I think before we try to engage someone like CH Dan to take a more global approach,
right.
I kind of like the pilot idea of,
yeah.
You know, drilling down on a couple of these and seeing, okay, why is Ken recommending, why is staff recommending that certain things be in tier one from Parks and Rec and other things being in tier three, for example, of Parks and Rec as well.
Right.
Understand their rationale and also understand, you know, the relative pros and cons of any kind of outsourcing arrangement.
Right.
Certainly the financial benefits are clear from, after we drew the examples of Sandy Spring in Colorado. But I'm presuming that financial benefits are clear, otherwise we wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, a lot of them, like some of them in the tier three, for example, would cost more. Like the
right.
County attorney, to hire a law firm to do the county attorney's job would just be.
Yeah, so some things based on our size, we've already got the efficiencies of scale.
We do.
To want to have that as a government function.
Right.
Whereas in other places, it might make sense to outsource it. You know, the relative pros and cons that I'm also interested in are how do we continue to ensure the same, not just level of service, but if you will, impartiality of service.
Right.
So, you know, if we're talking about outsourcing youth and sports, for example, there are quite a number of both nonprofit leagues in the county as well as for-profit sports facilities in the county. And
how do their fees compare in terms of league fees and field rentals, things like that, as compared to what the county charges.
Right.
And therefore, would it make sense? Granted, this is just one example, so I don't want to go on ad nauseum, but you know, in that circumstance, do we want, as a county, to maintain a lower cost for county residents than a for-profit entity might need to or want to charge if we were to make
Again, you may, but then you balance that versus, you know, what is it actually costing the county? You know, because even if we're maintaining a break-even level, are there any administrative costs with staff or whatever that are not necessarily covered? I don't know the answer to that. You know, so are we truly a break-even? Are we in a break-even place when we have county government providing parks and rec services? I don't know. So, but you know, you're right. I mean, it's exactly like you're saying. So you may want to maintain it in-house because it's cheaper for residents.
So I have three quick comments.